Hi, I'm Jason.
And I'm Amanda.
And this is Yeet the Press. We're two friends who have a comedy podcast about politics.
We're not pundits, wonks, or Beltway insiders. We're just regular people trying to make sense of the news.
And it is fucked. Hey guys, welcome back to Yeet the Press.
Yeah, welcome back. You made it to another week.
Hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving holiday. I hope you put your relatives in check.
Yes. I'm lucky because my family is pretty liberal and they're all, none of them really are racist. So I don't ever have to really check them. But if they were, I would be checking them. If they ever say anything racist, I will check them.
And you know, like my family is all minorities and my wife's an immigrant. So I didn't have to deal with that. I did invite some strangers over for Thanksgiving.
But it wasn't Stephen Miller like you said on the podcast, right?
No, but Stephen Miller has an open invitation.
He can come for Christmas. I know he's Jewish, but he could come for Christmas.
He can come and catch the fade all 8 nights of Hanukkah.
Who did you invite for Thanksgiving?
I invited some colleagues. One Turkish person.
Cool.
And
they
a
have
person
good food.
Of Indian. Yep, great food. She brought desserts.
Nice.
And a person of Indian descent from China.
Nice. Okay. Interesting. So did they bring like food from their culture?
Wine.
Okay. All right. Cool. My family is also full of immigrants from the Middle East. And so we do have like regular Thanksgiving foods, but we also have Middle Eastern foods, so it's like kind of like weird that we have like Middle Eastern foods right beside all the like, you know, American foods. But it's good.
I mean, I get it. Most Thanksgiving food is trash anyway, but that's another podcast.
I mean, yeah, I made mashed potatoes in my Instant Pot, and they were really good. If you want that recipe, just hit me up. I'm talking to the listeners, not you.
Yeah. It'll be in the liner notes.
Yes.
Check the liner notes.
Yes, 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 yes.
It'll be that recipe and Kevin MacLeod.
Yes, we're going to get this right. We are going to credit him correctly going forward, okay? Apparently, he's very popular. Did you know this? I was like reading his, he has a wiki page and everything.
Yeah, I know. We don't have a wiki page.
No, we don't need a wiki page. Nobody gives a fuck about us.
So you know what the people do care about? The news.
That's why they're tuning in. So we're going to talk a couple stories. Our first story is we're going to summarize like all the most recent impeachment news, which, good Lord, there's a lot. I'm going to try to get it all in as quickly as I can, but, you know, it's a lot. So on Tuesday, the House released the impeachment report by Adam Schiff. It was 300 pages, and no surprise, it accused Trump of pressuring Ukraine to investigate his political rival, Joe Biden, in the 2020 election, and of obstructing the congressional inquiry into it. Wednesday, the Judiciary Committee opened hearings with four different constitutional law scholars. Three of them agreed that Trump had probably taken actions that deserved impeachment. They were Professor Noah Feldman of Harvard, Professor Michael Gerhardt of UNC, Professor Pamela Carlin of Stanford Law, and then the fourth professor was called by the Republicans. He's a professor at GWU, Jonathan Turley, and he basically said he's a stooge and a lackey for the Republicans, and he said, it's all moving too quickly. We don't have enough evidence. We need to uncover more facts, which, you know, hard eye roll on that one. We'll get to that. A second hearing is expected in the next week or so. That will provide a forum for the Intelligence Committee lawyers to present the report to the Judiciary Committee members. Also, I just want to say, I'm out of breath, but it's because I'm pregnant. Everybody, I'm pregnant and I can't breathe because this baby is pushing up on my damn lungs. Okay. What else? There's going to be a third hearing where they can offer Mr. Trump or his lawyers the opportunity to defend himself. Though the White House has so far been like, nah, we don't want no part of that. Thursday, that's today, Pelosi announced that the House will move forward with the articles of impeachment against Trump. And then, a bunch of things came out. Like, one of the things that came out in the report that Schiff released was that Giuliani, there were call records implicating Giuliani and key government officials showing coordination in the smear against Yovanovitch. So does that summarize it all? God, that's so much.
No, that was pretty thorough.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked a lot about impeachment over the course of this pod. So we will reiterate some things we spoke about in the past, but I kind of want to talk about the last couple days of hearings with the constitutional experts.
Yes. They were, I didn't get to watch all of it, but I did watch and listen to some of it. Can I just say, just in general, the women of these impeachment hearings have just been, like, so, like, fierce, and I hate to use that word. It's, like, such an overused word, but, like, the one on Wednesday, I would not want to be late to her class. Can you imagine being late to her class? She is scary, in a good way scary. And then think about, like, I don't know, Fiona Hill. Well, she was great too, but
she was fantastic.
The English lady, what was her name?
That was Fiona Hill.
That was Fiona Hill. It's like, yeah. Wait, was that Fiona Hill? That was Fiona Hill. Yeah, so.
So, yeah, I heard a bit of it, and it's such gross political theater where the Republicans get up there, and instead of asking direct questions, they ask one or two direct questions. They just set up this straw man to argue against. And fortunately for the Republicans, the Democrats gave them a lot of straw. Every argument seemed to be, you, Speaker Pelosi, said 2 years ago that in order to impeach the president, you need to meet these four criteria. And, you know, three of the criteria would be pretty reasonable. And the fourth criteria would be, and it needs to be bipartisan. Both parties should. And so, because we don't want to impeach the president, he's not impeachable. It's not bipartisan.
So we can't do this. It was such a baby, like, it's such a baby way, like, stance to take. Like, we don't want to be a part of this, so it shouldn't even be happening.
And you said we have to be a part of it.
You said we did. And you just, no take backsies on that.
I mean, it's a facile argument by a bunch of dipshits. You know what? I'm really, really considering running for office.
Ooh, but you've got so many skeletons in your closet. Own that shit. That's where we are in this world now. Yeah, I did that shit and what?
You know, I'm currently doing that shit as we speak.
Nice.
But you know, no, because there needs to be someone in the room to just get out of pocket.
Nobody gets out of pocket. They all, like, respect. Okay, the Democrats, I think, put too much respect into the process, and, like, when the Republicans don't do any of that shit, they disrespect everything.
Have you ever seen footage of, like, British Parliament?
Yeah, I love it.
They're like, sir, you are a scoundrel.
Boo. They boo each other. They hiss. I love it. Yeah, I wish we had that. I wish there was a lot more of that. It'd be a lot more entertaining. People would watch it for sure.
Right. So the one expert, not Gerhard, starts with a T, the Republican.
Turley.
Did as much as he could to argue the Republicans' case for them, and yet he realizes that Trump is imminently impeachable. So his only excuse was, they just need to do further investigation. We can't impeach him because we haven't investigated enough. We haven't gathered enough facts.
Yes, but you know what? It drives me crazy about that whole freaking argument is that that's like the whole Republicans thing. And I listened to an interview with Doug Collins, the ranking member on the Judiciary Committee from the Republican, today on NPR, and their whole thing is, it's like makes me want to pull your hair out, because they're like, well, we need more fact witnesses. We don't have any direct witnesses. And yet the White House has basically blocked 12, quote, fact witnesses with direct knowledge. We're talking Mick Mulvaney, John Bolton. We're talking all of these people who have direct knowledge are not allowed to testify. They have not released one document that they've been asked to release. And so it's like this like weird circle where they're like, we need to talk to more people, but we can't let...
But
we,
not those people.
We can't let the people that we need to talk to talk. So
executive privilege.
It's crazy. I think I read this great piece in The Nation. Did I send it to you? I don't know.
You did. No, you actually did.
Yeah, and this guy was like, hey, everybody needs to call this guy a hack because he is a hack. And I was like, oh, because I didn't know this. But he testified in the Clinton impeachment. And he basically said the opposite thing. He basically said, you don't have to break a law to be impeached. And this hearing, he was like, well, he tried to set the bar at you need to break a law to be impeached. Which is bullshit.
Well, no, the Constitution is relatively vague about impeachment. It does not lay out a lot of requirements,
right,
or criteria, but it's fairly clear that if the president is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors, and the high crimes means something that can only be done from the height of your office.
And also that can abuses your position. So
exactly.
It's Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution. And it allows Congress to impeach and remove federal officials who commit, quote, treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. That other is, like, important because it's like, treason and bribery are the examples, or, you know, other ones that we can't think of right now.
Like maybe, oh, I don't know, obstruction of justice.
Exactly.
That's the slam dunk here. I mean, even if we cannot establish quid pro quo.
Nobody can say that damn word. Nobody can say.
Can't establish bribery or pressure on Ukraine. The simple fact that he is not responding to the subpoenas and blocking people from testifying, that is obvious, transparent obstruction of justice. Like, that's it.
But is that not what they got Clinton for and what they were going to get Nixon for? Obstruction of justice?
Yeah, it's like...
That is clearly a thing that can be done.
I know quite a bit about, like, street-level criminal justice.
Okay, let me hear it.
So I know you don't actually have to be guilty of a crime to be convicted of resisting arrest. You could be completely, totally innocent, and they can hit you with their resisting arrest. And that is what is happening with this obstruction of justice. Not saying that Trump is completely innocent, but even if he fucking was...
He's resisting arrest.
We have the obstruction.
I know. Yeah. Watching all these, and it's mostly white, old white guys, like, decide the fate of another old white guy, and all these old white guys decide our country's fate. It just makes me angry. It makes me go, I'm so tired of it always being old white guys that are deciding everything.
No, if it's going to be old white guys, I feel like they should at least lean into this shit. Like, if I had old white guys in powdered wigs, I could probably rock with it. I could respect that.
Right. Let's do it the right way, the old-timey way. Really, that's what this really, really, really comes down to, though, is that it's old white guys who don't want to lose their power because this country is changing demographically.
And don't want to lose white power.
Yeah, white power. Come on.
White power.
This whole thing, this Stephen Miller thing. Okay, if you didn't know, Stephen Miller got busted for sending hate-filled racist emails and linking to white supremacy websites to one of the writers for, was it the Daily Caller? No.
Was it Breitbart?
I don't know. This was like in 2015. He had a relationship with one of the writers there. They would email each other articles and links, and this is a man who is Jewish, whose family escaped the Holocaust, and he is sending links basically that are white to white supremacist websites. And of course, he's still in Trump's ear. Of course he is.
And there really hasn't been any pushback from anyone in the GOP. The only person that had to resign from the GOP was my internet crush, Mina Chan.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, she was an assistant deputy secretary of state?
Yes, yes. She puffed up her resume and said she went to a school that she didn't go to.
Yeah, because she actually didn't go to any school.
How do people do that? Sometimes I'm like, the like audacity of these people, I'm like, I could never do any of this with a straight face.
I read a really interesting article about this network of high-ranking military officials that she's befriended, and this one connected to the other.
Oh, girl.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I respect the grift.
Yeah, but don't.
But, like, don't do it like, not like
not
that,
like
baby.
Not like that, girl. Come on.
But, yeah, she is an Asian woman, so she had to step down.
Yeah.
The rest of these frauds can just sit there.
Well, yeah, if they're white, if you're white, you can get away with anything.
That's an actual tip. That is a tip from us. If you were white and listening, go for it. You can literally get away with everything.
You got it. You got it, bros. And yeah. Sisters.
Don't tell anyone we told you to do that shit, but yeah. You can do it. You can get away with it.
Yeah. Just let us know what you're doing. I listened to an interview, like I said, on NPR with Doug Collins. He's from Georgia. He's a ranking member. And it was infuriating. It was like a 9-minute interview on NPR. And Mary Louise Kelly from NPR is the one who interviewed him, and she got some good points in. I will give her that. But he also just ran right over her a lot.
Oh, that's the NPR way.
I know.
To just let Republicans go wild.
Well, you know what I found out from this interview? He's a minister, dude. A minister. So he's...
Wait, aren't you a minister?
Yes, but from the internet. I'm a minister from the internet. I don't even remember what church it's from now. But theoretically, he's, like, thought, deeply about right and wrong. If you're a minister, even if I don't agree with you, I'm going to assume that you've done that, correct? Like, you've thought about it. You've thought about morality. And he asked if he was asked by her if he thought that Trump exercised, like, good moral character. And he just couldn't answer the question. He just dodged the question. And, like, that is... What is wrong with these Republicans? And they're just terrified of their base. They are terrified of their base. That they can't, they don't have any moralities anymore. Moralities.
Anymore.
Morality. Any, yes. It's been, let's be honest, since Reagan, since they had any morality.
You know, I want to, like, we speak in a lot of absolutes. So I want to give a very nuanced take, something I don't do very often.
Okay.
Republicans are bad people. Full stop. All of them.
That's so nuanced, Jason.
Yeah, no, it's true. You can't have their values and human decency at the same time.
You can't. Did you see that Trump cut SNAP, the food stamps? And about almost 4 million people are going to be affected. 4 million people who need that food.
And the narrative that they're spinning is that they're trying to reestablish SNAP to what it was intentionally meant for. It's not supposed to be a lifestyle, they say. It's temporary help to get you on your feet because people need to be working. But guess what? Let me tell you something about SNAP. The only people who are receiving SNAP and not working our children and the elderly.
Exactly.
You have to work to get that shit.
Exactly. Can I tell you, I actually, a couple years ago, I was on SNAP, and this is because I was hit by a car on my bike, and I had to have surgery on my hip, and I didn't work for 2 or 3 months, and I needed them. I needed it. I needed it. And then when I didn't need it, I didn't get it anymore. But, like, you are taking it away from children and elderly people who cannot work. Like,
and yet these are the same people who believe that $7.25 is a reasonable wage to pay people for working.
Oh, you... The hypocrisy is like... It's like... Gross. It's like so gross. Did you see the whole thing?
That's a good adjective.
Yeah, I mean, it's disgusting. It's gross. It makes me want to puke. It's all of the things. Did you see how the law professor, I think Carlin is her name? Oh, man, she was so good.
Yeah,
she was so good. She was just, she was in those Republicans' ass. But she basically said something in the hearing that, something to the effect that we don't have a king, and that while Trump can name his son Baron, he can't make him a Baron. And then the right wing outrage machine went into full effect and was like, do not bring children into this. That is not fair.
Oh, man, the pearl clutching. Simply because they mentioned that little dipshit's name.
They mentioned his name. Except, it is okay to cage children at the border. That's okay.
Brown children.
Right, brown children.
I don't know if you... Barron Trump is a white child.
Yes, he is.
A white child of Republican parents. Yeah, if you were a white child of Democratic parents,
we could
talk shit about him like they talked about Chelsea Clinton.
Oh my God, they were terrible to Chelsea Clinton.
They were so... Chelsea Clinton never did anything to anybody as far as I know.
She was just... I remember she's like around our age. And I just remember thinking like, she's just like a nerdy girl with like glasses and like braces and like... She was like, why are they being so mean to her?
Bro, but you can't even admit. And you know, she didn't even say anything disparaging about Barron Trump.
She made a bad pun using his name.
Speaking of Barron Trump.
Okay.
Where is that kid? When's the last time you've seen him?
I think the last time I saw him was when the eclipse happened and he was standing outside looking at the eclipse with his dad and his mom, except he was using glasses and Trump wasn't. And I was like, man, please let his eyes burn out. Please let Trump's eyes burn the fuck out. They didn't, though. Yeah, where is he? I don't know. It came out this week also that Melania Trump is on a separate floor from him, from Trump. She has her own separate suite, her own bedroom, her own floor. She don't... Listen, so people used to be like, oh... You know, we need to have a little bit of, like, compassion for Melania. Fuck no, we don't. She knows exactly what she's doing and who she got in bed with. Except she doesn't with him.
From the day she went down to visit the child internment camps wearing a jacket that said, no one really cares.
I don't care to you. Or
I don't care.
No one cares. Who? Yeah, whatever it was.
And here's the thing. I mean, it's obviously a statement piece because... Literally, there's a statement written on it. But beyond that, the coat came from Zara.
I know.
No one with her money shops at Zara.
I know. She later
but
said
this wasn't laying around her closet.
Directed towards the press. Okay, we're both making faces at each other. Yeah, so they're going to draft up articles of impeachment, and then what's going to happen?
It's going to go to the Senate, and GOP senators are going to obfuscate... I think that's how you pronounce that word.
Obfuscate, yeah.
Nailed it.
I think they're going to turn it into, they're going to somehow make it a trial about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, and they're going to try to call them.
Oh, man. I hope they call Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden seems like a fun guy.
Isn't he in rehab right now? Didn't he just get busted? At a strip club with cocaine?
Yeah, allegedly.
Allegedly, sorry. We have
Hunter
to say
Biden
allegedly.
He was smoking crack in the VIP room.
I mean, there's no sex in the VIP room, but I guess there is crack smoking.
Let me tell you something. There's sex in the VIP room.
I know. Come on. We all know that.
Chris Rock does. Yeah.
He's just trying to protect his friends.
I'm saying, if you're back there and you're comfortable enough to pull out the stem and blaze up some krills... You probably have unzipped your pants back there.
Probably.
And you know what? Let he who's thou sin cast the first stone. Hunter Biden, you're always welcome to come on the show.
And you're welcome at his house for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, absolutely. You got to step outside to smoke this shit, though. Not in the
Just
house.
Just make sure you take me out there with you. No, I don't smoke no crack.
So, yeah, the other big story. Trump was over in Europe visiting NATO.
Yes, he did.
And that went just about as well as you'd think it would.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump cannot help himself. He does not have much of a filter or a grasp on truth.
Or reality.
So he did, you know, typical Trump things. He made outlandish claims about the majority of ISIS fighters coming from England and France. And actually did that sitting next to Macron.
I mean,
and Macron, yeah, doesn't owe him shit. So he checked him literally right there to his face. He's like, let's be serious, dude.
What did he say?
No, he said, he was just like, let's be serious.
He said, let's be serious? He literally said, let's be serious
to Trump's face.
What did Trump do? Was he like,
yeah, basically. You know, like, he's such a tough guy, except when there's someone right there in his face to call him on his bullshit. Then he sort of folds in.
He's so scared of everyone. This is why I don't understand why people are scared of him, because he's actually scared of you if you call him out to his face. Like, I like to think, like, if I was in the room with him, I would call him out to his face. I mean, that's what I like to think about myself. That I would just be like,
if I was in the room. Wait, do you think the Secret Service here, you know what? I'm not going to say what I would do if I were in the room with them.
Remember two episodes ago, I trailed off and you were just like, I was like, I just wish he, and then you were like, say it. And I was like, I can't. I'm like, I have thought about that moment so many times. Like, is something going to happen to my family for that moment? Right. So also didn't the other leaders basically make pretend concessions to him? Like, the concessions they made were actually put in place in like 2015 about them stepping up with more money, and but Trump, they made it seem like it was Trump's idea, and he made such a big deal about it as well.
Wait, if you flatter him,
I know, but then I think they're done flattering him, because then what happened? Tell our listeners if they don't know.
So later, probably the next day, at a reception at Buckingham Palace,
mm-hmm.
a few world leaders, including Justin Trudeau, Emmanuel Macron, Boris Johnson, as well as Princess Anne
mm-hmm.
of England,
yes,
were caught in a conversation openly mocking Trump on mic. Yeah.
It was so human of them, I thought. Like, it's just like when you're making fun of somebody who's like your boss or whatever, and you're all just like, this fucking asshole, man. This fucking asshole. I loved it.
Yeah, and they were laughing, and Trump apparently got wind of it because he canceled the rest of his events.
Yeah, he just ran away like a big baby. He's such a baby.
And then he said that Justin Trudeau was two-faced.
He's in seventh grade. He's a seventh grade girl, isn't he?
The best part is, there's actually audio of Trump saying, it was hilarious when I told him two-faced. Do you hear me call him two-faced?
Who is he saying that to? Probably himself.
No, it's such an elementary insult. Except maybe, you know how Trump supporters, like, he's always playing 3D chess?
Yes.
What if he's talking about all the times Trudeau did blackface? Those are his two faces. The black Trudeau and the white Trudeau.
Except Trump is not that smart. I don't want to give him any credit for anything. I just can't. Even though that's a good joke. That's a good joke. I'm going to give that to you.
Yo, have you seen, like, the multiple pictures of him in blackface?
I haven't.
One of the pictures in blackface, and you have to look this up, not only is in blackface, but he stuffed his pants. He's got, like, an 18-inch long dick print going down the side
no.
of his leg.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yes. Because, you know, that's real. That's a thing.
I mean, oh, I don't...
But I digress.
I don't... I mean, yeah. I just... why? Why yeah. would the president of France do that?
Oh, speaking of world leaders mocking him, North Korea has dusted off...
Dotard.
The old dotard.
Senile dotard. Oh, God. Here's the thing. Did you see that there's a like 350 psychiatrists signed a letter to Congress that they sent to Congress that was like, please, please, we have to do something. His mental state is really fragile right now. Things are going to get very bad because of this impeachment, and who knows what he could do.
You know, I sort of question the medical ethics of psychiatrists diagnosing someone they haven't met. At the same time.
Not him.
At the same time, yeah, not clearly. But, you know, I have an acquaintance who is a research psychiatrist, and she stated outright, no, he clearly has dementia. Like, there's no question.
He has dementia. He clearly has dementia. I mean, if you, like, I think I've said this before. I really think a lot of the press protect him. They clean up his quotes. They cut up his clips of him talking so that you don't see. If you watch his rallies, though, watch just 10 minutes of his rallies. I mean, if you can, it's really painful.
Why would I ever?
It's really painful. But if you watch a couple minutes, just a couple minutes, you will see he slurs his words. He forgets, like, names. He puts the wrong words in the wrong place. He is not well. He is not
well. You literally just described this podcast.
I mean, who said we were well? I never claimed to be well. I am not well. I'm pregnant, and it's terrible.
So this week, like every other week, is a week, and weeks have assholes.
Mm-hmm. And I went first last time, so I'm going to let you go first this time. Who is your biggest asshole pick?
Okay, so my biggest asshole of the week this week is former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani.
God damn it, it's mine too.
Oh, are you serious?
I'm serious. I picked him again too.
Wait, you had him last week?
Yeah, we both picked him last week and the week before that.
Oh, okay. So why did you choose Rudolph Giuliani this week?
Because it just came out today that he made a surprise visit to the Ukraine. He's there now trying to, and
he's there right now as we speak.
As we speak, he's there right now as the impeachment hearings are going on. And he's in the middle of all this fucking shit. He's really the center of it. And he's there traveling with OAN, One America News, a network. I don't know who they are. I don't know their acronym, but
I'm actually familiar with OAN. Yeah, they are actually the less credible Fox News.
Yeah, they're terrible. They're really awful, awful. But he's there with them, and they're filming, air quotes, a documentary, I think in 5 parts, that's supposed to exonerate Trump and this whole Ukraine thing, and also maybe find the server. I don't get me started on that. So he's the biggest asshole this week because literally there are hearings going on the last week or two that involve him. And he's just like still out in the open doing all the illegal things. Like, what? My mind is blown.
You know what? What if Rudy is in Ukraine because he knows shit's about to hit a fan and he's not coming back?
I thought that too. I was like, what if this was his escape. He ain't coming back. But I'm like, Ukraine? Really? That's where you picked? That's where you picked to go? What's their extradition policy?
I'm sure Ukraine is cold, but I think it's probably lovely.
No, I'm sure it's lovely, but why would you go to the place that you're, like, hot at? You're like, they on you, and now you're there, and now you just announced that you're there.
Because the Ukraine is 2 countries. It has 2 leadership structures. There's the political leadership, and there's the oligarch leadership.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he is in with the oligarchs.
He's protected.
Most of the, Ukrainian oligarchs are Russian ethnically and Russian sympathetic.
Right.
Like, everything we're witnessing right now ties back to Russia. It is Putin's interest to destabilize NATO.
It's in his interest to destabilize America, which he has done way beyond his wildest dreams. I'm very worried about this impeachment now. As much as I want him to be impeached, it is bad.
I'm more worried about the upcoming election.
That too.
I don't think it's probable, but I think it's entirely possible that the Democratic nominee could win the election and Trump could just say, nah.
I agree.
And that's when we'll see who we are, what we are as a country.
Big test. All right, so why do you, before you go, why do you have Giuliani?
Because fuck Giuliani.
Yeah. You didn't even need a reason.
That's evergreen.
You didn't even need a reason this week.
No, I was reading a New York Times article, and I saw a picture of him, and I was like, fuck that dude.
Really? Fuck that dude. What happened to him? I mean, he was never a good person, but wow, he is.
Okay, can we talk about, like, the trash that Giuliani has always been, even back when he was a beloved figure?
I mean,
first and foremost, like, Giuliani married his cousin.
First?
Yeah, he was literally married to his cousin.
Yeah.
And he divorced his cousin, and, you know, unlike a lot of cities, New York City has an actual mansion that the mayor lives in, sort of like the White House. It's called Gracie Mansion.
Yeah. Then didn't he kick out his wife?
He kicked his wife out and moved his mistress into the mansion while still married.
Why still? Insane. And he was mayor, too, right? At the time.
Yeah. Yeah, Donna Hanover was her name. Moved into Gracie Mansion, like bitch, we in here. And that flew. And it was like, what, like 93, 94 that
it's
happened?
Insane.
He's always been trash.
He has always been trash. But I just mean, like, in his standing and his public face, he wasn't always this crazy. He is crazy now.
What happened to white boomers to just make them lose their shit? Was it just Obama? Like, was Obama the catalyst for all this?
I think so. I think they cannot take it that the demographics of this country are changing and it's not them no more. Anyways. Wait.
Well.
That's a fun note to end on.
Yeah, let's end it on white genocide.
All right. As always, our music is by Kevin the God McLeod. We got a
Kevin McLeod. We fuck with you, Kevin McLeod.
So hard.
Come on the show, Kevin McLeod.
Oh my God, we should let him know. I keep saying I'm gonna email him, let him know we're using his music, but then I realized I think a lot of people use his music. So
yeah, that's not an earnest invitation, Kevin McLeod. I'm like, we still fuck with you, but no, we don't really want you on the show.
Okay, I mean I wouldn't mind talking to him. You ain't got to
Maybe
be like
fans.
That.
Maybe Kevin McLeod can bring his fan base onto the show.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. All right. And if follow us on Twitter and Insta, please. We put good clips up and you can check them out. And we need followers and all that crap.
Yeah. Like us, rate us 4 stars. No, five stars. All the stars.
4 stars, 5. Wow. Okay. All right then.
All the stars.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye, guys.